Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Thursday, August 20th. Top stories for today. The Malaysian government has published a new and expanded list of returnees who need not pay for their compulsory quarantine if they meet criteria such as being from the B40 income bracket. In the new government regulations gazetted yesterday, a total of 7 categories were listed, including those with disability cards issued under the Persons with Disabilities Act 2008. The other categories include Malaysians from the B40 group, Malaysian students from households in the B40 band, Malaysian children aged 6 and below, as well as Malaysian children aged 12 and below who are returning alone. Plantation Industries and Commodities Minister Datuk Muhammad Khairuddin Aman Razali has denied responsibility for the closure of a mosque in Kuala Nerus for COVID-19 disinfection works. Muhammad Khairuddin, a member of parliament for Kuala Nerus, who has been accused of not undergoing quarantine after returning from abroad last month, said that the sanitization exercise had nothing to do with him. A housewife and her 7-month-old adopted baby died after the 4-wheel drive vehicle they were travelling in skidded and plunged into a ravine in Berer. According to Pahang Traffic Investigation and Enforcement Department Chief Superintendent Kamaruzaman Yusof, both victims were confirmed dead while being rushed to the Bandar 32 Health Clinic. A 41-year-old man has been arrested after he allegedly threatened 2 people during an argument over a temple management dispute shown in a video that went viral on social media. Petaling Jaya Police Chief Assistant Commissioner Nik Izani Muhammad Faizal said the suspect was detained around 3:15 a.m. on Wednesday and that 2 additional reports were previously lodged against him on August 13th. Following the arrest, police also seized 2 firearms from the suspect's office in Balakong, Cheras around 11:30 p.m. yesterday. A 60-year-old woman lost a total of 496,000 ringgit after falling victim to a Macau scam and being deceived into disclosing her bank information to a Macau scam last month. A man claiming to be from Pos Laju was the first to contact her and told her that there was a parcel for her, asking for her banking details. The woman realised she had been duped when her repeated calls to the police officer went futile and found the amount missing from a bank account. Making history as the first black woman and Asian American on a major presidential ticket, U.S. Senator Kamala Harris accepted the Democratic nomination for vice president. In a speech to a party convention, Harris's assailed Trump's divisive leadership had brought the country to an inflection point and made a direct appeal to the party's diverse electorate, whose vote is crucial to defeat Trump on November 3rd. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.